Chapter 1. Jack. Every now and then, I go out. I drop myself into places like this pub. My favorite spot is always the same, in the back, outside, just far enough to see everyone and remain unseen. Choosing the right seat is everything. Like when I moved to this country. This town, central, powerful, predictable, surrounded by the kind of people who follow a routine without ever questioning it. It gives me everything I need for my plan, for Venus. And now, like clockwork, it's just past 5. The pub begins to fill. Office workers from the surrounding buildings flood in with their ties loosened and their smiles preloaded. Most of them don't even work. They wait. They wait for this. The highlight of their day. Happy hour. 5 to 7. 2 for 1. Drink to forget. Drink to feel something. Drink just to do what everyone else is doing. I want to see if you've changed. But no, you haven't. Everything's still the same. Men with their beers. Women with their glasses of white wine. Everyone is convinced they're safe. That they've got what they were always told to want. A job with decent pay. A group to belong to. A house. An existence approved by their parents. Who, by the way, never demanded love. Love used to matter. Not anymore. Now it's more important to have an active, edgy life on social networks than to have someone to love. Someone to sleep beside every night. Introspection is almost an unknown word for people. No one reflects. They never have. Not a drop. You don't see it, do you? The only thing that matters, truly matters, is knowledge. Everything else is noise. Cheap decor, a cardboard set where you play at being alive. And the worst part? You don't care. You sleep fine. You breathe fine. You're happy in your ignorance. But don't worry. That's why I'm here. That's always been my mission. Someone has to do it after all. I've traveled. I've lived in too many places. Never found anyone capable of fixing this mess. Some try, but they fail. All they manage is to make imperfection more bearable. You make me laugh. That's not a solution. That's an aspirin for cancer. I'm different. You're lucky. You have me. I know the right way. The only way. I look at the blonde standing in front of the guy in the suit. She looks like she just stepped out of an Instagram photo. He doesn't. He's shy. Cheap suit, no tie. He doesn't fit, and he knows it. She didn't come here for him. They're waiting for the others. Happy hour. More people from the office still to come. He talks softly, telling his story, hoping it makes him interesting. She stares at him with wide eyes, as if she cares. Overdone nods, a rehearsed smile. She's beautiful, and she knows it, and that look of hers crushes him. The poor guy can't even lift his head. I could walk up right now, take her by the arm, and ask, "What's the most important thing in life?" She'd fall silent. Stare at me, defiant, serious, not surprised. She wouldn't scream. She's safe here, with all these people around, but she'd know she has to answer. She's not the type to stay quiet. Mommy taught her that, so she'd say the first thing that comes to mind. Well, maybe having a job? Something you might not know about. And with those words, she'd prove me right. Prove how lost you all are. Because none of that matters. Not one bit. There's only one thing that matters. One? Knowledge. Yes. Knowing as much as possible. And it's never enough. Never. And me? I'm the one sent to bring it to you. To push you where you don't want to look. I know you're not ready. But believe me, good times are coming.